Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The attorney for Massachusetts Probation Commissioner John O'Brien says the scathing report outlining patronage in the department is one-sided and does not mention the dozens of thank you notes that O'Brien received from lawmakers for some of his hires. O'Brien's attorney, Paul Flavin, says his client has been made a scapegoat. Meantime, the scandal has prompted the creation of a new task force that will look at the entire judiciary. The Supreme Judicial Court appointed former Attorney General Scott Harshbarger to lead the task force, and he admits it's going to be complicated.
In the short term, the goal is to hit the ground running, move aggressively to evaluate existing hiring promotion practices, make recommendations as to how they can be improved to restore integrity, ensure it's fair, comprehensive, transparent, and more important, provides quality, competent people for this vital public service.
Your task force is described as being a group that's going to undertake a comprehensive review of the hiring and promotion procedures in the judicial branch because
right.
of what happened in the probation department.
Right.
Your investigation is not exclusive to the probation department then, is that right?
That's right.
So you'll be looking at the entire judicial branch.
That's right, because what the court was rightly saying was, look, this is probation, but there are other parts of the judicial branch that haven't received the same degree of it, and why aren't, they may have some of the same issues, and we want to make sure that we're addressing that as well. And I know this looks like a bit of an inside group, but one of the benefits of an inside group is that it can hit the ground running. It has been there, done that.
One thing, though, Scott, when I looked at the names of the folks who were involved, there's nobody from the legislature.
I think that the court wanted to make it very clear that it was not foreclosing any of the other possible solutions here, but what it felt it had to do was show that immediately it heard the message, it was going to move forward. If others joined, if others proceeded, so be it.
There are some folks, the Probation Officers Union most specifically, who have said that the Chief Judge for Administration, Justice Mulligan, should step down. Would you get that specific in terms of your recommendations from the task force? And what do you think about that suggestion from the union?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's premature to arrive at any more conclusions about what we're going to do going forward. That is, in a way, the genius and hopefully the energy and perspective that the task force will bring to it. I certainly have, from my experience and my perspectives, I've worked with probation department when I was attorney general and district attorney, Deb, in a way that was, they were a key agency in furthering our goals of improving the criminal justice system. And that was under the judiciary. That was under a system that was just exactly the same. The only difference was the leadership and the culture. This is complicated and deals with a culture that will exist and may exist, whether it's in the judiciary or the executive, and it's not going to shift overnight.
So basically, it would probably be premature to talk about that proposal as well from Governor Patrick to move probation from judiciary under the executive branch or perhaps to go into a civil service type system in hiring.
Well, there certainly are lots of proposals. On the civil service thing, by the way, to the extent that people are saying, let's get politics out of this and focus on the merit, that's a great idea. That's where everybody's trying to go. To the extent that we're saying that the civil service system as it is now functions in Massachusetts is the solution, respectfully, I think that's a serious potential problem as well. Many people who deal with civil service today now find it very hard to deal with discipline, supervision, moving people around. So, and it may be a great system, but again, it's about who's the leader here?
What do you say to the cynics, Scott, who say there are three members on this panel right now who are on a court management advisory board that was already supposed to be overseeing this kind of stuff, and we still got this rampant corruption and patronage in this system? You're a task force. The legislature's appointing a task force.
Right.
We had an independent report. Really, can individuals who want to corrupt the system corrupt it? And how are you really going to take steps to make sure that that's addressed?
Well, that's a very good question, and I don't know that in this day and age we can overcome the cynicism by any task force or any study in and of itself. I think the proof is going to be in the pudding, and I know people say that a lot, but one of the things that I think that I have valued in my opportunities to serve in the public sector and to serve in positions like this is that we will produce a tangible set of recommendations that can be monitored, that can be evaluated, and that we can, that we, not just we, but the public will be able to determine whether there has been some measurable progress. But people are right to be cynical about this. I mean, this is something that the system did not deal with, whether it was the legislature or judiciary or the executive, for over a decade. But for various reasons, they didn't step in and try to affect change. That's why I guess I have some hope this time that there's enough focus behind all this. Let's remember, is the Ware report and the potential investigations from the Attorney General, the United States Attorney. And all I want to make sure is that we don't try to move so quickly that it almost looks like we're trying to brush this thing off. Because a quick solution now, before we know all the facts and all the circumstances and play this out, a quick solution now could also lead to a real, if not a cover-up, apparent, a whitewash, not really trying to get down and find out what happened and why and how we can, hopefully for the future, remedy that.
All right. Former Attorney General Scott Harshbarger, who will lead the task force that will review hiring and promotion within the judicial branch following the patronage that was reported within the state probation department. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.